My beeper rings all day long and sometimes in the middle of the night with desperate calls such as these. Tracy, how come Chrissy seems hungry all the time? Tracy, why does Jason smile at me one minute and burst out crying the next? Tracy, I don't know what to do. Joey's been up all night crying his head off. Tracy, I think Ricky's carrying the baby around too much. Would you tell him to stop? Believe it or not, after 20-odd years of working with families, I can often diagnose problems over the phone, especially if I've already met the baby. So far, I haven't found a baby I don't understand, nor a problem I can't make better. My clients often say, Tracy, you make it look so easy. The truth is, for me it is easy, because I connect with infants. I treat them as I would any human being, with respect. That, my friends, is the essence of the whispering I do. Every baby is a person who has a language, feelings, and a unique personality, and therefore deserves respect. People tend to speak over babies' heads, sometimes acting as if the infant isn't even there. I often hear parents or nannies say, the baby this or the baby that. That's so impersonal and disrespectful. It's as if they're talking about an inanimate object. Even worse, they